Say you're a scientist and you want to stick electrodes in someone's brain. Piece of cake, right?
Having electrodes implanted in the brain is actually a really rare thing.
I'm Gabriel Spitzer, this is Sound Effect, and I dropped in recently on David Caldwell at the University of Washington's Center for Neurotechnology.
You can find volunteers to put an electrode cap on the head, so you just, you know, offer a gift card and college students will come running for that. But when it comes to having electrodes directly implanted in the brain, we're not yet able to take volunteers for that.
It's got to be like a major gift card for that.
Exactly. It would have to be a very big one.
But seriously, that's not even like generally permitted, right?
Exactly. There currently, to my knowledge, is not really a mechanism for people to volunteer for these electrode implants.
The reason the bioengineers here want to do this is to help someone with, say, a prosthetic arm regain their sense of touch. It sounds a little sci-fi, but scientists have already designed prostheses that can be controlled by the user's thoughts, which is crazy. And now the trick is to engineer that signal in reverse.
You can imagine using your thoughts to move a robot arm external to your body, but how do you get information from that robotic arm back into your brain that tells you when it's, you know, touched a person's hand or is picking up an egg?
The idea is that if you wire the limb directly into the right part of the brain, and then a sensor in the hand sends back a signal, the person should actually feel something. So how do you test that if you're not allowed to saw into a volunteer's head? Well, you find people whose heads have been opened up already. In this case, people having brain surgery for epilepsy.
The patients are immobilized often in the bed, so they have this ponytail of cables coming out of their head in this head wrap, which connects to the electrodes that are implanted in the brain. And so,
What is the electrode? What does the thing look like?
So a electrode array, so this is, you can imagine, the size of a cocktail napkin, and it's a clear rubbery material that has little circular metal discs embedded in it. And so there are about 64 of these discs in an 8x8 arrangement in this cocktail napkin.
So the napkin sits on the surface of the brain, and by zapping different electrodes on it, the researchers can figure out where the precise spot to stimulate is. And then when they find it,
We ask them to tell us, and it's pretty amazing, kind of the first time that they feel it. You know, oftentimes you're very surprised when they have this, you know, what feels like a brushing or a buzzing on some part of their hand.
This is a ways off, but once they learn more, researchers are hoping to restore this basic human experience to people who have lost it.
The end goal would be to have a device that they didn't even have to think really about using, but just felt like a natural extension of their body that both allowed them, for instance, to shake a loved one's hand and then also to feel that touch.
Didn't they already solve this in Empire Strikes Back?
As I remember from that movie, they did.
At the end of that movie, you see Luke Skywalker with a robot arm and the medical droid or whatever that's doing the implant. Gives him a little prick on the palm, and he reacts. He feels it. And that's kind of what you're going for.
So I think we'll need to talk to George Lucas and figure out his secret.
For today's show, our theme is augmented reality, using machines or chemicals or the Force to change how we take in the world. That's in store on Sound Effect from KNKX.